episode number 12, I think, of the Digidav podcast. Today is Tuesday, the 9th of July, 2013. My name is Xavier Void Hill, and joining me today is, as ever, Chris Steinberg.
Yo!
So, for those of you unfamiliar with this show, this is where we try and talk about the week in consumer technology. However, recently, it seems as if we've been recording every 2 weeks rather than every week. So, we have a lot of stuff to talk about.
That means we'll make up for it by podcasting every half a week. That was a lie. Total lie.
Or did we do a show that's twice as long today?
I'm down for that.
The thing is, we can cover the stuff that happened last week.
And I have chocolate brioche, my friend. I can last all day.
I just have water. I feel incredibly boring and as if I'm letting the sun...
Drab, like what you are.
Oh, thanks.
Burn. But drab as well, that's not a normal word.
Drab is a normal word.
How many times do you say drab?
Pretty much whenever I'm describing drab things.
I think that's a lie. I think you're lying to me, Sammy.
I had lofty ambitions for where I was going to take that.
You had lofty... Lofty fucking ambition. Oh, yeah, lofty ambitions about where that was going.
But then I couldn't think of anything I'd generally describe as drab. But I do use the word drab from time to time.
I don't think you're lying to me, Zoe. Oh, well.
I do use the word drab. Have you never heard me talking about drab things?
This is the best podcast ever. This isn't drab.
Well, so we're just going to spend the rest of the show talking about drab.
I'll save the linguistics for later. Because I'll be saying things, which things have people... Yeah. Let's talk about things.
Well, let's just quickly gloss over last week.
What happened last week?
Well, nothing.
Oh, except for the fact that all our governments are spying on everything we do on the internet.
That was 2 weeks ago.
Nothing. Nothing at all. Let's move on to the budget iPhone.
Well, no. We're going to stay on the drab thing that was last week. And, yeah. So, last week, nothing really happened, which is why we didn't podcast. We didn't actually podcast the week before that, I don't
know. That's why we did it.
But, yeah, we predicted that last week would be drab, so...
We did?
Yeah.
That's literally what happened. We were like, oh, it's going to be drab.
See...
What's the word we used?
Here at Digidav.com, we are on it.
On it like something.
And something Apple is on, allegedly, is cheap phones.
Oh god, no, I can't stomach that. Try again.
I'd just like to point out it's been 2.5 weeks since I've done a...
Okay, let's just go for... And it's looking drab, unlike Nokia Lumia, because it's white and black. It's just an iPhone, it's a shitty iPhone.
Well, it's been rumoured for some time that Apple is going to be selling a... budget iPhone.
But they said that every year for the past, like, 4 years.
This is true, but recently there has actually been some kind of evidence with images of plastic bodies coming out of factories. And they kind of resemble a combination of the iPhone 5, the iPod Touch, to an extent, and plastic. Because plastic's cheap.
Plastic, no, but it's not that much different. Right. Apparently the difference between the actual price is so little, it's just the cost of designing something in aluminium is so much more expensive.
Hmm. Well, I can imagine that being the case. However, with this budget iPhone, people are saying it's going to be something like $199 unlocked or free contract in America. Now, in previous shows, I picked apart the issues I find with this, in that Apple would not cannibalise the iPod Touch market any more than necessary. And
yes, because no one buys the fucking iPod Touch.
And you can't have the iPod Touch and the iPhone sitting side by side.
I just went there.
Considering they've just released that new iPod Touch, which is the basic cheap one.
Yeah.
It shows they still have an interest in that area. And the
No, it doesn't.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
You can't deny that it shows a company has interest in a field if they are still releasing product in it.
No. I'm going to argue against that.
Okay, argue.
Just because you're releasing products in it area doesn't mean you're... Because they still make iPods, and iPod sales drop every year.
Yeah.
But flipping iPod Nano, and then they fucked it up and made it really shit.
But then again, every Apple keynote, when they mention iPods, they brag about how the iPod Touch is the highest-selling portable games console, outselling the... Well, in the past, they've said DS...
I swear the DS outsold it.
They said it outsold the DS and PSP combined.
I don't think... Oh, I guess I'm thinking of the DS overall over, like, a billion years. So, but no, because the DS is the highest-selling games console, handheld.
Yeah, I think it's a bit disingenuous for them to say that the iPod Touch is the highest-end game.
Because it's not a real console, is it?
Yeah, I mean, there are some good games available on iOS that will work on an iPod Touch, but it's not really a capable gaming machine. You wouldn't want it to be your primary portable device. If interested in portable games.
Fuck me! Listen to these numbers. Listen to these numbers.
Right, I'm listening to these numbers.
Nintendo has sold handheld, so this includes the GameCube, not the GameCube, the
Game Boy,
420 million handhelds.
That's kind of insane.
Sony, not even 80 million. Fuck me.
That is kind of...
Less than a fifth. Jesus. Wait, I'll post it, I'll give it to you. Just look on the notes. We'll just post things on the notes.
Okay. There. And
it's at the bottom.
You can compare that to Apple's total iPod Touch sales, which recently reached 100 million.
That's shit. I mean, okay. I don't know how... I'll go on DS sales. I'll go on DS.
The iPod Touch...
Because the GameCube... I mean, the Game...
Game Boy.
Boy. I keep wanting to say the Gameling.
You've been playing too much Game Dev Tycoon, haven't you?
I've been watching Jesse Cox play too much Game Dev Tycoon. Over at youtube.com/JesseCox. No. Okay, the DS, all of the DS's together, 153.87 million.
Okay, so, if you think, that's since the DS launched in 2005?
It was before that, wasn't it?
Was it 2005?
Sure.
Let me look it up.
I'm pretty sure it must have sold before then.
2004.
Yeah, and they've reached 100 million in not quite as long.
Apple have reached 100
million. And the sales drop so much every year.
Apple have reached 100 million since Q4 2008.
2008, the DS, yeah, 2004. The tag end of 2004.
So Nintendo...
Like the very tag end, literally the tag end.
Wait,
so basically, like 8 years.
Do your numbers include 3DS as well?
DS, DS Lite, DSi, DSi XL. Oh no!
Well, the 3DS hasn't been.
It's sold a bit.
Oh yeah, it's been selling really well recently, mainly because of price cuts.
It's got some good games, like fucking Fire Emblem.
And recently, it seems everyone I follow on Twitter has been playing Animal Crossing.
Apparently, it's quite good, to be fair.
But it seems.
Oh, that's what we have to talk about, because we didn't talk about it last time.
What, Animal Crossing?
No, Nintendo.
Nintendo? Oh, Nintendo at E3.
Yeah, because I didn't. Yeah. We talked about E3, didn't we?
We did gloss over some stuff from E3 a few weeks back.
But then I did talk about Nintendo and them being badass.
Because I remember we did that WWDC podcast that my computer decided to eat. And
that was a terrible podcast, though.
It wasn't actually too bad. It was mainly just reading through live blogs of WWDC.
It was a drab podcast.
I wouldn't.
Drab is my word.
I wouldn't go as far as...
3DS XL. Sorry, 3DS XL, 7.78 million.
That's in a year.
That's kind of shit.
Yeah.
But that's the XL. I don't know about the actual 3DS.
Well, I'm sure they'll be out there somewhere. But the fact is that the...
31 million.
When you compare the DS sales over...
That's so much more. That's almost 200 million. There's no way the iPod Touch is ever going to hit that.
Oh, yeah, but when the iPod Touch has sold 100 million in 5 years, and the DS has sold
180 million
in 9 years.
Yeah,
it shows the iPod Touch is definitely competing in that space.
Well, yeah, let's look at the fucking PlayStation.
Let's forget that the portable PlayStation consoles even exist, except for Hotline Miami, which is now
and Persona 4.
Persona 4 Golden,
which is apparently amazing. And that crazy game where you punch birds, which is apparently very good.
I'm starting to think we're delving into your deepest fantasies here. I don't think what you're talking about.
Punching. Hilarious. I see what you did there. But no. As in, you punch like alien bird things.
This just sounds like every mobile game ever.
Well, yeah, but it's not like shit.
Oh.
iPhone 5. Oh my god.
But yeah, so back to the cheap iPhone, which it seems is actually happening.
I don't really want it to. I'd rather Android just fuck up Apple, honestly.
Well,
I really don't want people to buy iPhones, because I would prefer Google to have a monopoly than Apple.
Well, recently...
Actually, I say that, but if Apple makes a good low-cost phone, then that spurs on the market at the bottom.
This is true. Like... Apple
and I guess competition is good, but I'd rather Apple fuck off and Windows Phone just cannibalises Android at the bottom.
Because
I just prefer those two people to Apple.
Yeah, I'd say at the moment, Windows Phone is definitely the platform of choice if you're looking for a phone that's under £150 unlocked.
Oh, definitely, the 520.
Lumia 520 is available for 90 quid in Castle Warehouse.
Really good for how...
Because Windows Phone has always had minimum specifications, it's meant that the cheap devices...
have to be a certain standard, yeah.
Yeah, that you're going to get a good user experience. And that's something that cheap Android devices don't...
Yeah, but you're having to use Windows Phone, don't forget.
Yeah, but I've used Windows Phone for 15 months now, without any problem.
Whoa, happy 15th anniversary.
15th anniversary. I think it's for most people, if they're using Windows Phone, their 15th anniversary would be after 15 days.
Heyo!
Because it's... I think Windows Phone gets more stick than it deserves.
But does it really?
But that's something
I guess
you can talk
every
about.
Man.
That's something we can talk about later in the show when we start talking about Nokia. But at the moment, we're talking about Apple. The images published by Nowhere Else, which has published many correct Apple parts in the past.
And they got them right a lot.
Yeah.
What's their win rate?
iPhone 5 and...
Is it better than the Heat? Or bit of a thing for our American fans?
The Heat? As in Miami Heat?
As in Miami Heat, as if they had an almost unbeaten season.
Well, no, but the only times I've ever heard of Nowhere Else was when they published images of parts for the iPhone 5 and, I believe, iPad Mini, and they were absolutely spot on. Even though everyone thought they were...
But these guys seem pretty legit.
So, what they're saying is... Well, they have images of three plastic iPhone cases, one in red, one in yellow, one in white. And...
Which seems... Of all the colours, that seems the terrible colour.
Well, yeah, I think they look... The white one looks pretty good. It's kind of like the iPhone 3GS. And 3G.
Yeah, it is, kind of.
But then the red and the yellow just look horrible. And because they're glossy as well. And I don't know if that's cheap plastic or polycarbonate like Nokia would use, but...
Wait, how do you even get glossy plastic? Why would you do that?
I don't really know, but... Thing is, matte plastic phones are the best. See the Nokia Lumia 800 in cyan.
Oh, polycarbonate.
But, yeah, so... I expect Apple will go with the colours that they have for the existing iPod Touch range.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
So if there's an orange one... That's mine.
Is that your jam?
Well, recently, I've been thinking...
What,
having used an iPad Mini over the past few days, iOS is a really, really good platform.
I hate it so much. And it's so boring. Android.
I'm warming to the iOS 7 design. And, I mean, I still hate the icons. And it's more of a shock, initially, than any kind of hatred towards it. But
I'm just going to look at it quickly to hate myself.
But then the iOS app ecosystem is just sublime. You've got things like Tweetbot, which is the best.
Oh, what is that doing? Yeah, but do you actually use that many apps? I genuinely found I use that no apps.
On my phone,
I use Angry Birds when I want to zop occasionally.
Well, on my phone, I've grown accustomed to using it as a phone to text people, to use social networks, to go on the internet. That's about it.
Exactly.
And
so you can use a Windows phone because it doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, in that respect, Windows phone does really well. However, I do appreciate the ability to have a Spotify app that actually works. And
but Android has that. And besides, they're updating the Windows phone one soon.
No, the Windows phone 8 one. Windows phone 7 is getting no updates.
Sucks to be you.
But, yeah, games like Dots on iOS, which haven't appeared on any platform, it's just a great time sink and also incredibly...
Yeah, why do you want that? You're going into A-levels, you want to be doing shit.
I'm going into my A-levels, I want a phone that doesn't run out of battery in an hour, and also really? Lets me do things using the app ecosystem. So that's why I'm thinking...
So, let you get any phone.
But then again, my next phone could be a Windows phone, my next phone could be running Android.
I know what you want.
What do I want?
Razer Max.
I do not want a Razer Max.
Deal with it.
I do not want a Razer Max.
Here you go. You want your good battery, and you want to be able to do shit. Razer Max.
Should we move on to the next thing?
I think we should stay on Razer Max, honestly.
Well, I'm going to take that as a key to move on to the next thing. I work for iCloud...
No, let's talk about the Moto X. That's related in some way.
That's later on in the list. We may as well just keep talking about Apple while we're on Apple.
But this is the most bullshit I've...
What? I work for iCloud Beta?
No, that's not what I...
Well, I know what you're referring to, but let's just quickly touch on iCloud... I work for iCloud Beta, the worst named cloud... document suite ever.
I don't know. Flipping sugar juice or whatever it's called.
Sugar sync.
Yeah.
That's just a cloud storage service. That's not a full, fully fledged document editing suite. So, iWork for iCloud Beta was announced at WWDC.
I don't have an Apple ID. That is pointless.
It's available for people who have Apple developer accounts at the moment. So, I knew mine would come in handy one day. And... it is pretty much...
Wait, what? Why do you have a dev account?
Oh, I just signed up in the dev portal once. You don't need to have a paid developer account.
What? So you don't need to actually buy X thingy?
Yeah, you don't need Xcode. But,
it's good.
From what I've briefly played around with it, and it seems... Well, many people are saying... many blatant Apple fans, I should say.
Yeah.
The Apple blogging community. And people who can't live without an iMac and a MacBook Pro and a MacBook Air and an
Does
Apple
anyone
keyboard.
Use an iMac? I don't think I mean, unless you're doing music. Literally, unless you're doing music.
Well, yeah. But, anyway. Many of those people have been saying it kills Google Docs and it's infinitely superior. And...
Fuck off.
I played with it a bit. It's still got the old...
Oh my, is that it?
What?
You said I played with it and...
Oh, right.
Made a joke.
So you're just being immature while I'm trying to talk about document editing.
I like how you try and paint yourself as the major. I'm trying to talk about document editing.
This is serious, Chris. We need to properly talk about these documents. But
we're using Google Docs. It's clear which size is what.
Well, yeah. As a Chrome OS user...
I don't know why.
We're both Chrome OS users, but as one, Google Docs...
Not P.
Google...
I'm sorry, I must interject, quickly.
Why can I never say a few sentences when I'm podcasting with you?
Because I'm about to torrent an Android game. Who plays Android games on PC?
No one. With a mind.
Then why is there 124 seeders for it? What the hell?
I don't know. May I just point out that Digitav.com does not endorse piracy in any respect. And
Chris endorses piracy, however.
I don't condone of Chris's actions in any respect.
That's a lie.
So.
Okay, Sammy. Wait, let's just enlighten the podcast. Have you ever torrented anything?
No.
Have you ever illegally downloaded anything?
I have illegally downloaded things that I could not download legally.
Of course you couldn't.
Yes.
I spent that cash money, I think.
Because of territory restrictions, like Community Season 3.
I love territory restrictions.
Why do you love territory
restrictions? Who
doesn't?
Territory restrictions, beautiful.
I will buy the things as soon as they're available.
Oh, will you now?
Yes.
Oh, well, okay. If you can be like that.
Yeah, I am going to be like that. So, I work for iCloud. If you've ever seen the iWork user interface, then you'll recognise it. It seems to be slightly more fluid than Google Docs, even in the Spaces stage, but the interface is not as clean, and I prefer the Docs interface. But it does seem more like a native app than Docs. But then since...
What do you mean?
If you Google it, then you'll probably find some screenshots, but...
Yeah, I guess I'll do that.
As in...
iCloud...
Pages for iCloud, or whatever it's called. I've not played around with
really,
keynotes or numbers
called?
Yet.
That's the worst thing ever.
But, that's yeah, the interface seems more familiar for people who are rooted in offline stuff, and it's...
Xavier!
Yes?
How do I go on... No, never mind, whatever. I just need to interrupt you.
It gives you more granular controls over things like line spacing and paragraph spacing than Docs presents.
But just who uses that? I never got what situation you would ever use that for.
IT exams. Has your connection gone, or are you just blanking me? I'm not sure. But in IT exams, you do have to control line and paragraph spacing for documents. And is Chris still there? Chris, are you there?
I am.
Good.
I was doing that for comic event. Yeah. Not very good comic effect, I'll admit, but I mean, it's a start.
Yeah.
How do you sync between Android and Chrome?
Well,
as in Android Chrome and normal Chrome.
Well, if you signed into your Google account on both, then it should automatically sync your tabs.
Well, yeah, but as in, how do I sync it back to Chrome? Because I don't like it.
If you look in other devices on in the hamburger menu.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay, now, back to the matter at hand. This article, which I was... Oh, it's the third thing in the list, Chris.
No, sorry, I was being a retard.
I heard about it...
I mean, I was being mentally ill. Is that politically correct?
I heard about this on the Fantastic Tech Foolery podcast. And
stop plugging other people's podcasts. Who do you think we are? It's every man for themselves in the podcast business.
Well,
I would assume, anyway.
Yeah, if it is every man for themselves, then they're going to win because they're actually funny. We're just crazy ramblers.
What? No. Oh, they've beaten us already, fuck. Well, I mean, GG.
Article from BGR. iPhone 5 deemed most hated smartphone...
No,
Galaxy S4 is most loved.
I hate you for even mentioning this. I'm not gonna lie, Xavier. I despise you for mentioning this.
I just don't get why anyone would believe this.
I hate you for mentioning this. I'm not gonna lie. You are the most hated podcaster now. Henry is lost.
Well, no, I think Henry's the worst because he never actually turns up for these recordings.
He's shooting people.
He's shooting people.
Is he not?
No, he's just lying in a field.
Oh.
Yeah. But
it's not very interesting.
UK-based social media agency We Are Social analysed chatter on Twitter, blogs and forums following the launches...
Is that how they did it?
Following the
Twitter?
Listen. Following the launches of the iPhone 5, Galaxy S4, Lumia 920 and BlackBerry Z10, according to the Daily Mail. After tracking the responses and comparing each of the four devices, the firm found that 20% of the posts discussing the iPhone 5 were complaints, which is 20% of 1.7 million. Then 18% of posts were negative about the BlackBerry Z10, which had 300,000 articles or conversations. 15% about the Lumia 920, which had only 45,000 posts that they logged, and 11% complained about the Galaxy S4. Now, I know this is plain wrong, because the Galaxy S4 launch event, for anyone who remembers, was a complete and utter shambles.
That wasn't a good time. Sexism.
Everyone was complaining about Samsung. So, clearly, that had the biggest backlash.
Yeah, there were a lot of tweets, weren't there?
From the internet. We did a whole podcast about how bad the event was, and we didn't even watch it.
That's true. I did not watch any of
it. I still haven't watched it. I still haven't seen Qualcomm at CES. But I will one day, when I'm really bored. So, yeah, BGR, Daily Mail, again being stupid.
And it's the Daily Mail, exactly.
Wait, did you just delete everything from the show notes?
Mm-hmm.
Don't do
all things we've done.
I keep the show notes as to keep track of what we've talked about, so I can make make the article at the end.
Once back straight away.
Well, thank you. Let's go on to things that are going to happen later this week. Well, as we talk, it's 13 minutes before Wednesday starts. On Thursday, Nokia is holding an event in New York, where they're
Why did you feel the need to say it's almost Thursday, Wednesday?
Well, what? I'm just trying to give an idea of time to everyone who's listening, so they know that if they're listening to this on Thursday or Friday after the event, then they know that we are actually talking about the future.
Well, obviously, we must have recorded it before we put it up.
Well, some people stream their podcasts live, and some people might actually think...
Yeah, we're not good enough for that.
We're not live streaming, Chris.
Well, no, obviously not this time.
Were you going to say something?
Obviously not this time, but next time let's stream on Twitch.
That's not how Twitch works, but...
So,
Nokia is going to announce the long-rumoured, long-leaked, long-named Lumia 1020. Which breaks their tradition of every phone since the N9 has had a three-digit number, which they said was going to be their new naming strategy, but then again, how do you make your phone sound better than the 920 or 928 or 925?
930.
1020. So... VisiLeaks, you may remember, had loads of images of the phone showing off its 41-megapixel pure-view sensor and the physical shutter.
What?
Don't you remember?
I'm sorry. The internet is stupid. I've just come to this conclusion.
Is this related to the phone?
This is related to 4chan.
Why are you on 4chan every time we podcast?
Because it's hilarious.
Sometimes I get the feeling that I should fire you and hire someone who actually pays attention to things.
Nah, that's dead.
But then again, you're like a wild freelancer anyway.
A wild freelancer? And by wild freelancer, you mean I just never write.
Exactly. You just turn up for an hour every 2 weeks to talk about technology and procrastinate in the process.
I do better than Henry.
That's not for me to judge. That's for our wonderful listeners and community to decide.
Well, no, but just this person is trying to pretend that he's saying he's like getting on with a girl, but then halfway through him getting on with a girl, he's like, any advice? Like, he just stopped and then posted on 4chan. And then, it's just so stupid.
I thought you were talking about Henry for a moment. Of course, knowing 4chan, it could well be Henry. But let's get back to Nokia.
Obviously, I apologize.
Now, I came up with this wild theory a few weeks back that VisiLeaks was actually a Nokia creation or a Nokia employee.
Yeah.
Because
I know they probably paid them. Well, what they just set up when they did it?
They set up. Well, the first thing they did was post images of the 1020, the EOS.
Ha! Oh, that's terrible.
And then more images, and I blogged about this, I'll stick it in the show notes, that it could well be something from Nokia, or just a way to preempt the inevitable leaks by showing some good images of the device and getting people excited. Then, since then, the man behind EvLeaks, who leaks absolutely everything, including images of the 1020, but
still... The rough thing.
Yes. Evan Blass. Well, Blass is the man behind EvLeaks. He used to write for, I believe it was Pocket Now and Engadget. Leaking basically everything, and then he set up his own leak account when he left. And he did an interview with Android Police, where he mentioned that some companies were leaking their own devices.
Yeah, obviously.
Conspiracy.
They pay leaks to do it.
Well, yeah.
And
so, I still have this feeling that VisiLeaks is something from Nokia because of the way it just popped up out of nowhere, showing off good images of the device that were clearly old, but straight after a bad factory leak appeared. Just so people had...
Yeah, it seems pretty...
But now, we will see the full image of the phone, and... It'll even be a 41 megapixel image on Thursday. Nokia is, of course, bringing the 41 megapixel PureView sensor from the 808 of last year to Windows Phone for the first time.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the differentiating factor between the 1020 and the 920 and the 925 and the 928. It's going to AT&T, believed to be launching on their network on July 16th. So next Tuesday, then in the UK in August, and other territories beyond that, I assume, then I think it may well be my next phone. And don't call me crazy.
You're crazy.
Well, I know I'm crazy, but that camera, we know from the 808, is so good. And because it compresses images down to 5 or 8 megapixels... Can zoom in whilst recording HD video.
Oh dear. Sorry. I've seen possibly the worst gist ever, and now I will put it in the show notes so you can see it.
You're actually so annoying. But...
I literally had to post it. We might have to put it in the show notes.
If you've seen images of the EOS, you will... Or 1020, or it was originally rumored to be called the 909... As a homage to the 808 name, but we now know it's going to be the 1020, thanks to EXIF data from an image posted by Joe Belfiore on Twitter.
What?
Oh no, he posted an image that he took with the 1020 on Flickr with the EXIF data intact.
That's fair.
And then the image was deleted after every blog picked up on it. So, yeah, we know that's going to be... The thing. 909 was a code name, as was EOS. But, yeah, we will see the actual phone on Thursday. It's believed to be coming in white, black, and yellow, at least. And there's been a red case as well, I think. And because the camera hump is so massive, they're going to be making a couple of cases that sort of exploit that hump to sort of even out the thickness of the phone, while also adding functionality. And there are images on The Verge of this, which I'll probably stick in the show notes, that, one is a battery case that adds wireless charging, and it kind of flattens out the back of the phone while also adding a 1,020 mAh battery, which I think is pretty cool, a pretty cool way to exploit the space. And also, there's one that's a camera grip, which just sort of sticks out even more at the bottom than the camera hump, and has a proper shutter button. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
But so, you're, like, talking about specs, the most boring thing ever.
Then the rest of the phone would be, like, 925, or 920, or 928, because they're all the same phone.
Yeah.
Just in different cases. But, yeah, I'm excited for this phone. I can't wait to get my hands on it, because I've not actually touched an 808 Pureview in real life, because Nokia didn't launch it in the UK for some bizarre reason.
Have they?
No.
Well, for some bizarre reason, including why did they launch the phone at all?
Yeah, I think they should have saved the technology for Windows Phone.
If they'd have just blasted it out with the Windows Phone, that would have been incredible.
However, kind of beta testing it with the 808 sort of allowed people to see the potential for this technology. And it's by far and away the best phone camera ever.
Oh, yeah, I would say.
And now, what they just need to do is sell it properly and explain the benefits of the large sensor. Which does look ridiculous. Now, going from something with a ridiculously large sensor to a controversially small one, the HTC One is in the news again. You don't like my segue.
It's so sad.
The thing is, this is what happens when I don't podcast for 2.5 weeks, and then I try and improvise segues, and just try and find the most... What's the word? Tentative? No.
It makes me angry. And you know what's red? Anger. And you know what's also red? The HTC One.
Well, yeah. Ooh. The HTC One is coming to the UK very soon, in red. It's going to be exclusive to phones for you. Like every colour variant of every phone ever. For some reason. And it's basically an HTC One that's red. And also has black accents. Instead
black
of the
accents,
plastic.
That's what it's about.
So, this phone kind of looks a mixture of amazing and horrible. I'm not sure whether I love it or hate it.
You love it?
Well, if it was orange or cyan, then it would just be the greatest
cyan
thing ever.
Thou art beautiful.
Yes. So, the HTC One, it's already the one phone that everyone wants.
Oh,
and now it's now it's coming in colours as well. There's rumours that the blue one's going to be around the corner.
Really? Mm-mm.
If you search for pocket lens renders of the blue
there's no point.
Version, then yeah, it looks quite good, but whether we'll actually see it, I don't really know. But something we did see today is another leak of the LG Optimus G2.
Oh, can't wait for that.
Well, I...
It's a joke, because it's not going to be good.
It looks similar to Nexus 4, which I guess isn't surprising considering it's based on the Optimus G. And it's got a 5.2-inch 1080p display. It's got soft keys on the screen.
Yep.
However,
thank God.
One of those on-screen keys is not multitasking, it's menu.
Why?
Because LG, along with every other OEM in this world, is completely stupid.
What is so hard about just doing normal buttons? Like, seriously.
I don't know. Like, I...
Whoa! It has a Snapdragon 800, though. Damn.
It's got a 2.... Well, it's set to have... Sorry. LG seems to have confirmed, according to Engadget,
yep,
a 2.3 gigahertz Snapdragon 800.
Jesus, that's like...
Which we have seen in some
more
other
powerful devices than some i7 chip. Obviously, that's an unfair comparison.
But yeah, it's in clock speed and cores.
Yeah.
If you're directly comparing.
But that means like nothing, but...
2 gigabytes of RAM, set to go to Sprint, and... There'll be an event on August the 7th to announce it. It also runs Android 4.2.2 and has an absolutely horrible skin.
But Anand Lal Shimpy is still gonna have an orgasm.
Yeah, well, if you want, if you, you want a comprehensive review of a phone, then Anantech is the place to go, because they just... Brian Clark and Anand Lal Shimpi, there's just two I can think of at the top of my head, just baffle you with their technological knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. One day I hope to even know... to be able to read one of their articles and understand every single word.
Mm.
But alas, that day has not come. Something I... there was announced a couple of weeks ago. In fact, yes. June 25th. And I started writing a blog post about, but I kind of trailed off halfway through and then never finished it. It's the Sony Xperia Z Ultra.
Rudy Sony. Rudy.
So, it's... if you imagine the Xperia Z...
tell me why, Zemi.
Crossed with the Xperia Tablet Z. So, basically... an in-the-middle Xperia Z. It's got a...
but it's not even a phablet, because the Xperia Z was a phablet, really.
5 inches for the Xperia Z. 10.1
So this is
Z.
This is like Bigfoot.
This is more...
no, this is like Bigfoot's bigger cousin, who's not quite a monkey. This is just like Bigfoot.
Chris, because you just said that, I'm going to have to start doing show titles now.
What, Bigfoot?
Bigfoot's bigger cousin who's not a monkey.
Well, in the sense of the missing link, it goes like monkeys, or the precursors to monkeys, then Bigfoot, then humans, because they're not stupid and we believe in evolution. And this is like, it's not Bigfoot, which is because it's a phablet, but then it's not monkey, and it's just, it's Bigfoot's bigger brother cousin. It's exactly what it is.
Well, I'm glad you seem so enthusiastic about it.
I am. I don't want one.
It has a 6.4-inch 1080p display, a 2.2GHz Snapdragon 800, 4G...
that's
pretty beast. 2GB of RAM, 16GB of storage, microSD slot, 3,000mAh battery, and...
but it's a bigger phone, bigger screen.
Of course, Sony's ridiculous screen technology, which...
White magic or black magic? Or
no, not Bravia what engine? Not white magic.
Bravia engine?
X-Reality Triluminos Mobile Bravia engine.
Wow. I only have Mobile Bravia engine, I think, on my phone.
Because Triluminos promises a wider, richer colour gamut.
That's
it has... I don't know what that means. X-Reality...
oh, I only have Mobile Bravia engine.
X-Reality...
and I have white magic, though.
This is true. X-Reality improves picture reproduction and increases sharpness. And, of course, Mobile Bravia engine is just the thing in every Sony phone. It's got...
X-Reality sounds like how Henry views the world.
X-Reality sounds like something they'd use to advertise the Oculus Rift.
No, I was making a joke about porn and how Henry watches a lot of porn because it has the word X in.
Right. My name has
it's
an X in it.
It's a good joke. Some people got that. Our fans got... okay, they're fans.
Our one fan somewhere.
That's me. I'm the only one downloading.
Oh, I'm downloading.
Narcissism has reached its peak.
Well, you have to listen back to your own show just so you know how bad you are.
It's true. It really is true.
If we just track back to the Xperia Z Ultra for a moment, it's got IP55 and IP58 waterproofing stuff, and...
well, I don't actually know what those mean, will I?
It's basically more waterproof than the Galaxy S4 Active.
Really?
And the Xperia Z. And dustproof as well.
Dust? How do you make something dustproof? Do you just limit the static?
Yes. And then it also adds handwriting recognition and will work... the screen will respond to any pencil, stylus, or metal pen with a tip diameter of over 1mm.
Is that honestly a good thing?
Yeah, I think that is good, because sometimes you stab your phone with a pencil and you wonder why it won't respond. Or is that just me?
Maybe just you.
It's probably just me. But it's... it saves having to go out and buy your own stylus. You can just like write with a pen if...
That's true.
It's a neat feature to have.
Yeah, I don't begrudge that.
Then it's going to be available in white, black and purple. And...
It's like how the DS, you can just use anything to stab it.
I think this might kind of be my perfect device. You're mentally shooting me, aren't you? Or are you just gone again?
Oh no, I'm still there.
Okay, to my defence, I have been toying with the idea of using a Nexus 7 as a phone for a while now.
I will kill you. I'll beat you to death with the Nexus 7 if you do that.
Generally, well, I've only got a Wi-Fi one, so it wouldn't work. And my screen, well, my screen's actually cracked and partially
broken. If you try to use the tablet, I'll beat you to death.
But I think, since this is actually a phone, it's smaller than Nexus 7, so it would be more, even more manageable than Nexus 7 is.
I'd still beat you to death. I don't think you understand. I would beat you to death.
But I would have a 6.4-inch phone, so I could easily destroy you. And your puny 4-inch.
I'd have a knife!
You have a knife in your phone.
I know, I just have a knife.
Okay. But the Xperia Z Ultra, I would be tempted by...
Oh, Xavier, if you were killing someone, you wouldn't use a phone, would you? If you could access a knife.
It's an interesting question you raise there.
No, it's not.
For another show.
I just watched Cradle to the Grave. At no point did they bring out a phone and beat someone to death with it.
But the thing is, you can beat someone to death with a Nokia.
Okay, Nokia brick, maybe. But nothing else.
My one...
Your screen broke and you didn't even hit me with it.
My Lumia screen is fine.
Everyone should laugh at Xavier because he broke his Nexus 7 screen.
20% of the digitizer is kind of completely broken, but I found I can do everything still just by spinning around a lot.
Yeah, the longest thing ever.
Well, I'm fine with that. But
do you genuinely not mind?
I would rather keep going with a device that can just keep spinning around for everything to function than pay 100 quid to replace the screen.
Really, you're cheap.
Because...
And by cheap, I just mean not wealthy.
Because for a little over 100 quid, soon you could be buying a Motorola X.
Really? Give up.
Well, Motorola, having already announced that the phone is real at All Things D's conference, D.
Okay, no need for penis jokes, please.
No, there's like D11 or D12.
I know. Surely D13.
Or was it? I think it was D11.
It was D12. It could have been D11. That would have been way too long ago.
But they published an article in, a full-page advert in many big American newspapers. And let me read this out to you.
That's so pretentious.
This was on the 3rd of July 2nd. So, right before 4th of July for patriotic Americans everywhere.
4th of July.
The first smartphone designed, engineered, and assembled in the USA is coming. Tomorrow, you'll eat burgers, watch fireworks, and celebrate the freedom to be with whoever you want to be whoever you want to be.
It's with I thought my children would go for the gay marriage thing.
Can I actually read this without you interrupting, please? Thank you. It's with this same spirit that we're bringing you something new. The first smartphone that you can design yourself. Because today you should have the freedom to design the things in your life to be as unique as you are. And this is just the beginning. Imagine what will be possible when you have the world's best design, engineering, and manufacturing talent located here in the USA. We knew this would be a challenge.
They'll be fat and die young and won't ever design your smartphones.
We knew this would be a challenge. In fact, some people said it couldn't be done. But we're not just any company, and nothing this exciting ever comes easily.
I'm not gonna lie, it sounds like Independence Day.
Well, this was just...
It couldn't be done.
It was an advert the day before Independence Day, so they basically say, look, we like America, and then here's our new logo, which is the same logo we've had for about 50,000 years, just with a coloured ring around it, and a lowercase m. And with more emphasis on it being a Google company than it being Motorola. Pretty much. And then there's someone jumping in Well, there's two people jumping into the sea. One is an X shape and one is a one. Or maybe they're just crazy people.
Really? Is that, like, meta?
Well, they've always said it's meta X. And it's a, some people are saying it's... This is because it's going to be launched on the 11th of July. Or also November on sale. But I think it's just a nod to the fact that everyone was calling it the X phone or X one.
X.
We know.
Yeah, I can see that.
We know it's going to be called Moto.
That phone's always been X, yeah.
We know it's being called Moto X because they say it in the advert, and they've already said it in. Well, the CEO's already said it. But yeah. But then, more information since then goes back on this customization thing, and says you'll be able to choose the colour of the phone.
Crazy.
And your wallpaper. Which, how is that customization? Well, yeah, being able to choose your own colour and have it shipped directly from the factory, I like that idea. Being able to choose your wallpaper when you get the phone, why can't you just...
Okay, that is a bit bullshit.
But yeah, it's rumoured to be kind of a mid-range thing that Google has lost interest in. And...
Pardon?
Well, supposedly, some Google guys said it doesn't have the wow factor that Google wanted, and it's taken Motorola so long to do it that...
Really?
That Google lost interest and they're just letting Motorola carry on now. And regretting every single dollar they paid. But yeah, if it's cheap and you can get an orange one in the UK, then maybe. I don't know. I'm just confused. Very confused and conflicted. Which platform shall I go with? Not BlackBerry.
Android.
It's definitely coming down to Android or Windows Phone. Or iOS.
Really? Even? So the three main OS?
Yeah. But maybe... Retina iPad Mini, because it's inevitably going to happen, then, yeah.
I dare you to use that as your phone.
No, Retina iPad Mini and a Windows phone, or Retina...
I dare you to do it. I double dare you, motherfucker.
Basically,
use an iPad Mini to vote one more time.
What I need to do is win the lottery and have three phones. That way we can all be happy.
Or you could just...
By the way, I'm saying that if I am happy, then that means the whole world is happy. Because that's how I rock.
That is how the world works, I'm not going to lie.
Indeed. It's also rumoured to have a clear pixel camera.
That means jack shit.
It sounds a lot like ultra pixel, but it's clear pixel. And supposedly... This means it's going to have an RGBW filter. Which...
That's madness.
Well,
this is madness.
Reading Stefan Contenescu's post on RGBW on AndroidBeat.com, he mentions that Kodak patented RGBW in 2007, and it adds a white pixel that can see every colour.
What?
Yes.
You're crazy!
Well, you have a phone that's got an RGBW screen.
Yeah, I know.
But, the link is in the show notes. It shows that more light is captured because it can see every colour.
Yeah.
And Sony said last year they're going to produce these sensors.
That's kind of crazy.
However... They then cancelled them because of issues with them in September last year. So, whether we're actually going to see it,
I don't know.
But it would be very interesting if they were to do such a thing.
That'd be insane.
And it's good to see now companies are going down different routes to... improve smartphone optics.
Showing they haven't improved battery life, but I guess people have been trying that for like 100 years.
This is true, but I think batteries are going to be the next thing, because we've seen in PCs the massive leap forward that Haswell has brought.
Oh, it's insane.
It's insane. 40% better battery on many devices. Just by...
Well, yeah, like the MacBook.
Yeah, and it's making full Windows tablets more of a possibility. That was in full Windows tablets more plausible for data.
Well, no, I think the Atom has done that, honestly.
Yeah, but if you think...
And I think RT is going to die a miserable death.
But if you think the Surface Pro, for example, that would benefit so much from Haswell.
Oh, yeah, obviously, it's crazy.
So...
And then, instead of having the Surface RT, you just have a Atom Surface, which could probably be the same price.
Yeah, Windows RT, I don't think, is long for this world.
The point...
I mean, if you think, Acer has made that 8-inch tablet, and that doesn't have RT, that has full Windows 8 running off an Atom. So, and Acer were one of the main companies to actually do Windows RT stuff.
Yeah. Well, you have to think about it, because Microsoft is going for a top-down opposed to a bottom-up. Because at Google, obviously they only have Android, well, really only had Android, and so they went upwards and made a tablet UI,
yeah,
and haven't conquered the PC market, and then haven't conquered the PC market at all, and so, but conquered the phone market, and so they went upwards as well. But since Windows has the PC market, they have to go downwards, because a tablet, depending on how you make it, is either a crap PC or a good phone.
Yeah, I can appreciate
that. So I think that's the only way Microsoft can, not win, but like even compete, is if they go for like power tablets.
Yeah.
Opposed, like, tablets that legitimately,
because
you can plug into a dock and then use.
The casual tablet market is just always going to be owned by the iPad.
And the Nexus. I think Android will eventually beat out the iPad. It didn't
I can't see it happening for a while because the iPad has the massive app ecosystem.
Well, yeah, obviously.
And now the iPad Mini is infecting the cheap tablet market.
Look at phones, Xavier.
Can I say, Chris?
Can I say, Chris?
Your headphones don't seem to be doing very well because I can hear everything I'm saying really clearly.
Pardon?
I'm getting a lot of feedback.
Really? Oh, it's because I don't have my earphones in, sir.
Yes.
My ears were hurting. One sec.
Bad person.
We're so pro on this podcast.
We are indeed. In fact, one day we will have a real microphone again.
How's this?
That is so much better.
Yeah, that was your voice feeding back at you.
Okay.
That must have been everything.
So, next thing. There's only really Samsung to talk about now. The serious technology stuff. And we can gloss over this Galaxy Note stuff.
Samsung.
Samsung's Galaxy Note 2.
Oh.
Sorry, Galaxy Note 3 is rumoured by sources somewhere to be coming in 4 variants.
That? What? That's a YouTube video. Xavier.
Yes, that Ative Q link is a YouTube video just showing...
Why did you... I didn't look, I just clicked on it. Okay. Why did you
Galaxy Note 3. Could this be another Samsung flagship device where they have 4 different variants of the same thing just because they can't be bothered to shoehorn it all into one good device? Because Galaxy S4, we have the S4 Zoom, S4 Mini, S4 Active, and S4. And then the S4... LTE Advanced. So that's 5. And then, in addition to the normal S4, with the Qualcomm chip, there's the Exynos one as well. So, Samsung, why can't you just make one phone that works everywhere? Apple seems to be doing it.
Apple's special, though.
Well, supposedly Apple is having issues getting 2048x1536 screens for the new iPad Mini. From Samsung.
Really? Yeah. Oh, no surprise there.
But, yeah, that's the same pixel density as the current iPhone.
Where's my MacBook Air with Retina display?
But that's because Apple made a big thing about... Wait, Apple didn't make a big thing about it, but people were pointing out how the iPad Mini has the same resolution... Sorry, same density of screen as the iPhone 3GS. And 3G and iPhone.
Yeah.
So, that means when they do the bump to Retina, the pixel density will double, and then it'll be the same as the current iPhone.
Okay.
And that people were saying Apple could just use the same machinery to make the iPad Mini screen. So, surely they can use iPhone machinery to make the larger iPad screen. Or iPad Mini.
That makes no sense to me.
It's basically, they're making screens with the same technology, the same density. It's just on a larger scale.
Okay.
So just cutting the screens to different sizes. I'm not sure exactly how screens...
Oh, right, yeah.
But people were saying Apple were going to do that before the iPad Mini was unveiled. So I'm guessing they are doing that, and then surely that'll make things easier for them to source the Retina screens, admittedly at high cost.
Well, they have like a billion gazillion pounds.
Yeah, but they can afford to knock down a bit of profit margin to have such a high screen.
I wish they would.
Like I said, having used an iPad Mini a bit this week, the screen is just... Especially when I'm used to other high-resolution displays, it's just not good enough for 2013.
It's not that nice, yeah.
Then, the last thing. It's a tablet... Is it a tablet? Is it a PC? Is it a YouTube link I accidentally just opened? It's Samsung's Ativ Q.
I'm not even going to watch this.
Well, it's just a quick hands-on video from...
It's a very high-resolution thing.
3200 by 1800 QHD Plus display. Nice and high-resolution. Haswell means it gets, like, 9 hours of battery life.
Really?
Windows 8. And Android. Jelly Bean. It's pretty much stock Jelly Bean. And to open the Android aspect, you just tap a tile on the screen. And it's in Windows. So it's like they've installed an Android emulator by default.
That sounds like a terrible idea, then.
But as in, it actually functions fluidly, thanks to the quad-core
i7. But, like, when I think of that, I think that's a terrible idea.
Well, yeah. Like the Asus TransformerBook Trio that has Windows 8 and Android and two processors. And a keyboard dock.
Why would you ever do that?
I don't know,
but... It's the worst idea ever.
But the Ativ Q is going to be shipping August 31st. And guess how much it's going to be? This is with a 1.6 GHz i5 Haswell chip, 4 GB of RAM, and a 128 GB SSD. And, according to Amazon... Android 4.1, not 4.2.
Really? 4.1? I have 4.1. That's what we must talk about now.
Wait, no.
I have Jelly Bean.
We will get to that.
Just quickly.
The ridiculousness of this price.
I have Jelly Bean. It's beautiful.
Jelly Bean is good. But the Ativ Q, £1,399.
Jesus. Why did you not just buy a MacBook Air? Or even a Samsung laptop.
Samsung announced the Ativbook 9 Plus and the 9 Lite. The 9 Plus is the same device, it just has a conventional hinge and no Android. That device looks absolutely amazing, and it's like the perfect Windows laptop, but that's £1,299. Then the 9 Lite, with a quad-core 1.4 GHz chip of unnamed... then a 128 GB SSD and 4 GB of RAM, so just standard mid-range ultrabook fare.
Yeah.
£499. That's something that I can imagine selling really well.
Yeah, I guess.
It's an AMD Radeon graphics chip, and yeah, they've not specified what processor it'll have, and it's available in mineral ash black and marble white. Oh, and there is a touch variant as well, which costs £100 more. So, yeah. That means if you want the device properly, then it's going to be 100 quid extra. 600 quid. But that's far more realistic of a price than the 1,400 quid for the Ativ Q, which is a bizarre...
I don't know why you'd buy that. That's what I'm saying. Wait, what? Sorry, I need to look at this properly for a second.
Well, while you look at that, just something I've remembered that we might want to mention. Don Matrick left Microsoft as head of Xbox to become CEO of Zynga.
That makes me laugh.
It makes everyone laugh, and I just heard a cat outside. What's really disturbing is we don't have a cat. There's just a wild cat somewhere. If you hear me get eaten in a moment, you know why.
Pardon?
If you hear me getting eaten in a moment by a wild cat, then you know why.
I feel like a wild cat couldn't eat you.
Lions, they're cats. And you're saying a lion couldn't eat me.
I hate you, Zoe.
I hate you too, Chris. And that's why we get on so well. So, you wanted to talk a lot about culture this week. Actually, should we cover the questions first? Because they're...
Finally being just... Oh, fuck.
Questions.
Fuck you, Zoe.
Remember, if you have any questions you want to send in, podcast@digizav.com or tweet us at digizav with the hashtag questions.
Come on, Zoe.
Okay.
To have a better hashtag than that.
Would you rather fight a dozen duck-sized tigers or one tiger-sized duck?
Duck-sized tigers.
Tiger-sized duck.
Really? Ducks are vicious, man. Fam. They gang rape. Literally, duck gang rape.
Let's think.
That's literally what ducks do. I'm not even joking. Like, it's kind of horrible.
Okay, but...
A duck would mess you up, man.
You would only have the one...
It depends
duck.
How... Wait, what do you mean by a duck size? Would it be a really elongated duck?
No, as in... The tiger is the size of a duck, so like the same... If you scale the tiger down to duck size...
Okay.
And scale the...
Yeah, you could kick the crap out of tiger ducks.
But the thing is, that's like fighting small, vicious dogs. They will still bite you.
Yeah, but you can just kick them and break their necks.
But, this is a tiger-sized duck. What is it going to do apart from walk up to you and quack?
Like, kick you and gang rape you. Just like what ducks
have
do.
Have you ever seen duck legs?
Have I ever seen gang rape by ducks? Yes.
But there's only the one duck.
A rapist is still a rapist, even if he... rapes in gangs.
Chris, it's a duck. I would
ducks are vicious, man.
In any situation, I would rather fight a duck than a tiger. Because a tiger...
Yeah, little tigers!
Little tigers would be really cute.
Oh, they would. But, exactly, I'd take them home. It wouldn't be fighting, I'd befriend them. They'd be my companions, like in Castle Crashers.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
So, there's your answer to that question.
That is the answer to that question.
Okay, Chris, thoughts on iOS 7 Beta 3?
Wait, was that to me?
That was just a question to both of us when I put out the plea for...
I thought I'd been name-checked. Then I would have been chuffed. Name-check me in your comments, but the hashtag Chris is a boss.
Hashtag ask Chris. No, actually,
this
what we
is
can
the
do
worst
is...
Anyway, what's the question? I completely forgot in my excitement.
Next week, we search Twitter for the hashtag AskChris. And then any questions that come up, even if they're for different people, we answer.
Yeah, I like that idea. Don't even bother tweeting at us, we'll find you.
We will just search for Twitter furiously for the question mark.
just a question mark. yeah, what was the question?
Well, it's not really a question, but thoughts on iOS 7 Beta 3? Which was released earlier this week for...
No, it wasn't good.
Oh, do you even know what it is?
What do you mean? Like...
Do you have any thoughts on it? Or...
I just don't think the icon, the icons are right. I think they should have waited. I genuinely think they should have just waited, and when they release the next iPhone, then have announced it when it was actually finished.
Well, at least now they're being able to get, well, they're able to get feedback on it at the moment, I suppose. And the devs have it under NDA, and it allows them to develop the new platform and make their apps look good before it's launched.
I guess.
Maybe it's too far of a design departure, but people will quickly adapt to it. Like, whenever...
How do you search Twitter for hashtags?
Okay, you go to twitter.com, and you find the search box, and you type in hashtag...
Oh, I'm sorry, I never use Twitter.
And this is why you're a terrible person. Thoughts on the BlackBerry annual meeting today?
There was a BlackBerry meeting today. I feel kind of bad for anyone there, really. They're going to be so bummed out.
Things aren't going well. The BlackBerry 10
Wait, there aren't any. There isn't a search box up here. You lied.
When you signed in, there is.
Exactly.
Okay, do you want me to search for it now?
I do.
Well, luckily, I've got a TweetDeck window open, so hashtag ask Chris.
Wait, did you see my GIF, by the way?
It's in the show notes, I'll have a look later.
No, literally, click it. It's like a 1 second GIF.
Okay. What are police procedurals like in the Marvel Universe?
Fuck off.
Fuck
the police, that's what I'm gonna say. Fuck the feds. Okay.
If Rocksteady decided to make another game based on a DC superhero, who should it be?
Ant-Man.
Why is Doctor Doom so awesome?
Doctor Doom? Because he had a rapper named after him, that's why.
And the last one for this week, because we need to say some for next week.
No, don't all now.
Okay, two more, because I found two good ones.
Oh, wow.
Since we know that you're the second worst thing about internet criticism, what's number three?
Zappier?
Yeah. Okay, is Henry the worst thing about internet criticism then?
Yes, he's number one.
We are the three musketeers of terrible internet criticism, and who deserves the blame for gimmick Hulk accounts that think that caps lock equals Hulk?
Hulk critic, obviously. Film crit Hulk.
Okay.
That's like a legitimate answer. That's literally who is to blame.
Okay, these questions were actually
They mean Arkham City! Yes, Ant-Man. Definitely Ant-Man for the Rocksteady question.
Okay. Well, these questions were actually aimed for Chris Sims. I'm not sure who he is, but he has 7,900 followers on Twitter.
I'm far more qualified.
Right. Quick check for Ask Xavier.
No, there ain't anybody asking Xavier.
Nothing.
Really?
There's literally nothing.
Sad times, bro.
But yeah. Bro. So, if you want to ask us questions...
Xavier, I will delete... Just to get your attention.
What did you do? No, don't. I will click the link. I have clicked the link.
Good.
Chris has put a GIF in chat. And I don't... No, oh god, that gif is horrible.
Oh, this is magical. I just keep watching. Oh my god. I thought you'd enjoy it, honestly.
No, Chris, you're fired.
I didn't write for you anyway. Okay. I'm just here.
Back to the serious question from our readers.
Honestly, I don't even know Zavi.
Okay, so.
I'm just here.
Serious question from reader. Really? Nokia Lumia 925 or 1020 and why?
1020, because it'll be newer and better in every way.
Precisely.
That's such a stupid question.
An idiot. Like I have said many times in the past, the 925 is not an improvement in Nokia's design language.
I think it may be the start of the, evolution, of which will eventually have to happen. Because you can't have the same design language like years and years.
Apple, they're doing fine with it.
Good. Yeah, exactly. I'm bored with the iPhone design. And besides, they didn't change it. They made it bigger.
But good design is timeless.
Exactly. It's timeless in the sense of it still lasts. So you can't copy the same design because the other thing is still around.
Yeah.
Because it's timeless.
Nokia has had some really good designs in the past, and I'm excited to see what they'll come out with. But I don't think the 925 is a better design phone than the 920.
Oh, no, obviously not. But I think they need to get used to working with aluminium.
Yeah. Although they've had the...
So I think that's the inevitable reach.
Then the 1020... is, of course, it's got a massive camera hump and it's back to polycarbonate. And, yeah. I still need to get my hands on a Lumia 925, and I plan to do that in the next week or so. But I definitely think that the Lumia 1020 could quite easily be my next phone because of that camera.
No, Xavier, no.
Can I just say, throughout this episode, I've said at least 5 phones will be my next.
Exactly. You're as bad as Joshua Topolsky.
No, because he actually just gets them thrown at him for free.
That's true. Buy the Moto X, that's what you should do.
Should I just buy a BlackBerry Q10?
Shut up.
Actually, for the price...
LG's next Android flagship revealed in leaked photos.
This is what we were talking about earlier, the G2.
But it's, like, more photos, I assume?
No.
Oh, really? They just put... Damn you, tech websites, for being lazy.
Pretty much. See, we're not lazy, we just don't post. You can read about the news anywhere else, but you come to us for just snark and terrible podcasts.
Drabness. You're done with the drab everyday podcast.
So come and join the drab one that's pretty much fortnightly now. So, you want to talk about culture this week. So
I do, because culture is a thing.
Now, games, I would really like...
Okay, we'll start with games.
I really want to talk about The Last of Us, but there's no way I can really do that without loads of spoilers. So, what we're going to do is...
I don't care.
I know you
just
don't.
Just say spoiler alert and then talk.
But what we're going to do is, I'm going to find someone else who's played The Last of Us, so I can actually talk to them properly about it. And then drag you in as well. And
Who else has played it on our team?
I will probably just throw my PlayStation at Henry for a week.
Ugh.
Actually, it's only a 15-hour campaign, so knowing him, he'll be done in a day.
If he gets into it, yes.
I was done in 3 days of actually playing. So.
Are there assassins?
There are people who kill people.
That'll do for Henry.
There are cannibals.
Ew. Do they take bath salt?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mad reference. 2 years late. That's what I like. It's the best references.
Well, cannibals take human meat. And also, there are animals. I'm not going to go into any further depth about the animals, because that would be the worst spoiler of them all.
Cannibals and animals?
Exactly.
That rhymes.
There's also a deer. You spend ages running around shooting a deer.
Really?
Yes.
So,
right after possibly the most dramatic bit of the entire game. But that's for another discussion. But anyway, it is without a doubt the best game I have ever played.
Sorry, I'm really hilarious. Well, anyway, it's the best game you've ever played.
Admittedly, I've not played that many games sort of like that. But of the games I've ever played, it is by far the best. Because it just draws you in.
Have you played Bioshock Infinity?
I haven't played Bioshock Infinite, but I can't see how it could be better than The Last of Us, because the mechanics are fantastic. It is a phenomenally beautiful game world, especially late in the game. Thing is, I can't...
Breaking, Bin Laden wore a cowboy hat to avoid detection.
Oh dear.
Well, that's legit. That's legitimately what the Pakistani government said.
I thought you were going to say this was from The Onion.
No, it is on The Onion, but it's from a legitimate article, because they do that occasionally. They do commentary on it.
Oh dear. But
that's hilarious.
Then, things like ammunition, since it's so scarce...
Oh, I heard, apparently that makes it very... Not intense, but it does make you think about it.
Right at the end of the game, So in the final battle of it, you get an assault rifle and loads of bullets.
Ugh.
And
honestly, I prefer if they didn't.
But
if they kept that limit orientation.
The storyline.
Or is it a proper intense giant person?
Well, no, it's just waves of enemies.
Ugh, that's crap.
Well, no, not so much waves, but loads of them. That you have to get rid of. But
I'm not gonna lie, that sounds terrible.
Yeah, the ending isn't perfect, but the first hour is incredibly emotional, and just the storyline and cutscenes and stuff are fantastic, and everyone should play it and not watch it on YouTube or listen to someone spoil it. I'm almost done with a blog post about it all, which does have a couple of minor spoilers, but yeah, it's definitely a game that everyone needs to play, and buy a PS3 for if you don't have one already. Or just wait.
Riddle me this.
Yeah.
As we're talking about games.
Yes.
Why do EA not make a rugby game?
Because it's not financially viable for them, because they need.
But it would take them 5 minutes. They have the whole NFL.
They need to make.
Literally, they could change the engine, like, a tweak it a little bit. The physics would be exactly the same. And then they could just buy the licenses with their EA money. And then it'd be done.
Yes, but their last rugby game, Rugby 08, flopped.
Yeah, but that's because it was shit.
But EA these days has to make, like, $10 billion profit on every time.
But rugby is actually quite big now.
Yeah, I would love to see them doing it, but I think the market of rugby games is currently served really well with Rugby Challenge 2.
No, that's a terrible game.
But something I need
to say. It's better than Rugby World Cup, but it's still a terrible game.
Something I do need to tell you about Rugby Challenge 2. After watching the Lions defeat Australia so perfectly on Saturday morning.
Oh, that was magical.
I played that exact game, full length.
Don't say it's the same score.
On Rugby Challenge 2, with the exact team lineups for both.
Yeah.
Somehow George Smith for Australia was still in the game, even though he's not played for Australia for 4 years.
Yep.
It's like they knew he was coming back. And final score, Lions 40, Australia 17.
Oof.
And in real life it was 41-16.
Yeah.
So yeah, that game was incredible, and Britain.
No, that game is not incredible.
No, as in that match was incredible.
Okay. Cool.
And yeah. I think Rugby Challenge 2 is a really good game. So, what's your game pick for the week?
It's a toss-up. It's got to be Civ 5, Brave New World, or, and I know it's a bit premature, GT 5.
Well, that's good to know. Let's move on to films.
I'm sorry, we're just going to talk. GT 5, obviously Civ 5 is expansion. GT 5... Shockingly, they showed all in-game footage, and it looks just madness. It's like before Saints Row went completely crazy and hilarious.
Okay.
You can play tennis. There's a whole tennis game within the game.
That is pretty cool.
And they sorted out driving, finally, I think.
Nice. So, films next.
Yeah.
So, what is your
film? I haven't seen any in so long. Except Cradle to the Grave 2.
Is that your film pick for the week?
No, Rush Hour 2 I also saw. It's amazing.
I can't remember the last time I saw a film. But...
Well, all we have to say is...
Based on trailer...
Pacific Rim is out.
And what I need to see over the next few weeks... The Internship. Because it's either going to be completely terrible or actually quite funny.
What is that?
The Internship.
No, it'll be the worst thing ever.
It's more likely to be the worst thing ever than anything good, but I still have a glimmer of hope that I'll see it and it'll actually be quite funny. Somehow. Somewhere. maybe. Then music, that's the last thing. And I know you've
got... Oh god, goodness, don't get me started. Well, no, it's been a tumultuous couple of weeks for the rap-like game. I mean, Yeezus dropped. Yeezus. Biggie. Yeezus is... I'm torn. Like every Kanye West song ever, I'm so torn. Like, what did you think of Yeezus?
Well...
Obviously, Kanye West, complete arsehole. That's given, but...
I follow a lot of people on Twitter who love Kanye West. And someone tweeted a link to all the production credits on the album when it leaked. And then I saw half of it had been produced by Daft Punk, some had been produced by Hudson Mohawk, so I went, I'm going to listen to this. Then I listened to the first half of the album, and I struggled through to I Am A God. And then the one feature credit he gives is to God.
Which is amazing.
And he says...
Which also makes no sense. Because it's Kanye West featuring God on the song I Am God.
Yeah, I Am A God.
Which is a bit weird.
He's not saying he is the one God. He's not saying he's our true saviour.
Yeah, I know.
He's saying he is a God, and therefore we should hurry up with his damn croissants.
I can't remember the word he uses. It's amazing.
I am a God, so hurry up with my damn massage. In a French-ass restaurant. Hurry up with
me. In a French-ass restaurant, that's what he says, I'm sorry. Sorry, Kanye. The thing... Kanye makes so much good music, but he also... Kanye West's albums, and they're very good, or they're just horrible, depending on your outlook. Like, Pitchfork gave My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy a 10.
Pitchfork gave it a 10.
Pitchfork gave it a 10.
That's like getting a million on a scale of 1 to 5.
Don't be like that, Zoe. Don't be a hater.
You know what Pitchfork is like. They gave Block Party's latest album 4.7, I think.
It's because Block Party's shit. But yeah, I do agree. They gave Liam Gallagher's, Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds 6.7, which was some bullshit. But
yeah, they're a bit crazy.
But yeah, that. I don't know, I think they're quite solid in the actual review, but their scores are a bit dodgy. But anyway, Yeezus, it was different, it was much different. It wasn't boom bap, it wasn't really shit. It wasn't what Jay-Z then released. And do you want to say the name? You want to say the name, don't you, Zoe?
Magna Carta Holy Grail.
And he had an image of the album cover next to the Magna Carta. Did you see the picture of that?
I didn't. However, I would like to say, just before you delve into your inevitable critique of Jay-Z,
yeah,
and you warned me you were going to troll him a bit, at least his album had a cover.
So? It was shit.
It's still better than the Yeezus cover, which is a picture of a blank CD. The retail packaging is a blank CD.
That doesn't matter. I don't know, I rate that.
But it's like you're going into a shop and buying a rewritable CD. I think it was
Danger Mouse.
I think it was Danger Mouse, actually, who released an album that was just a blank CD. And he said download the album from the internet and burn it onto this disc or put whatever you want on here.
That's pretty awesome.
So Kanye should have just released.
Yeah, but Danger Mouse is just awesome.
I need
Danger Mouse is like the coolest guy in the whole world.
Danger Mouse is incredibly cool.
And he just made everyone who was ever good at anything.
Yes.
You can't, but he basically did.
I'm not ashamed to admit that the first album I ever bought was Sent Elsewhere by Gnarls Barkley, which is Danger Mouse and CeeLo.
They were pretty good. Yes, I mean, that's it. That's the album cover at the thing. Oh, there's a better picture.
So, didn't you want to talk about more music stuff?
Well, no, I wanted to critique Jay-Z for being shit.
Okay, well, you just basically...
He's terrible. He hasn't made a good album since, like, 2003.
Well, I'm going to give it a listen at some point, maybe.
D- don't. There's no point.
Okay, in that case, it won't.
His lyrics are so poor. He actually is dad rap.
Okay, so your one music pick for the week is...
My...
Your one album.
I don't know. Well, they're... Also, well, obviously, those two dropped, those big things. The Apprentice is now the master, clearly. Kanye taking Jay-Z's throne, which is ironic, because they watch the throne joke. Also, anyway, yes, but then Mr. Badass came on the scene and dropped Summer Nights, his last mixtape before Da Money, which will be his first studio album, and it is incredible. You should listen to his album.
Okay, I might.
So, where have you gone?
I'm sitting here just spinning.
Oh.
Because I'm.
Yeah, Summer Nights by Joe Badass is incredible.
Okay. Now.
Long Live Steve 95 till Infinity is the best rap song this year, I would say.
Right.
And then I also found about Tree.
You already have.
Tree is awesome.
Save Trees.
From Chicago, like Kanye, like Chance the Rapper. And Sunday School 2, When Church Lets Out, is my album of the week. It beat Mr. Badass.
You're only allowed one thing.
I know, it beat Mr. Badass.
I can't even decide one thing.
I did a Bayonetta. Because my actual album, no, but... Yeah.
Oh yeah, you mentioned to me before that Bayonetta's ending is...
It's insane.
Well, it keeps...
It ends.
It keeps ending.
And then begins again. It ends and then you fight a god. And then it ends and then you fight the universe?
Well, yeah, you mentioned how it keeps ending and showing you the credits, but you don't know if it's actually over.
Which is crazy.
I'm so glad.
Because it does that once and you're like, oh. And then it does it again and you're like, oh my god.
I'm so glad The Last of Us doesn't do that. It just... They don't waste
time. What, is it intense?
Well, the final bit is intense, and then the epilogue is just people returning to a place, but I can't say anything without massive spoilers.
Okay.
So,
well, in other music news, Oasis may be coming to Spotify,
but
which is insane.
All I'm going to say is, at the end of The Last of Us, a conversation happens, then someone answers a question, and then someone says, okay, and then it cuts to black. And then the credits.
That's terrible.
But it makes so much sense in context.
Well...
And there's... I will talk to you about this after the show.
Okay.
Because you don't care about spoilers. But I don't want anyone complaining that we didn't properly label this with spoilers and then they don't listen to it because they don't want spoilers and stuff. So...
No one listens anyway, it's fine.
Well, clearly, we've
had... Well, yeah, and then, but Mr. Vic Mensa of the Save Money crew dropped Orange Soda, which shows potential.
And my music recommendation for this week, I've not actually listened to it yet, but I know it's going to be amazing, Sticky Wickets, the new album from the Duckworth Lewis Method. It's cricket pop, what is not to love?
Sounds like the worst thing ever, Zoe.
Their first album is so funny, and it features Phil Jupitus. The first one.
Ooh, you got me.
The new one features Stephen Fry, I think, on one track.
Really?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
They're like the only band to ever make music about cricket, except the song I Don't Like Cricket, I Love It, which is from Bloody Tourists by 10cc.
Well...
But yeah,
the thing is, rap game is interesting at the moment. You've got a lot of new Chicago rappers coming through, Beast Coast, the Underachievers might be dropping an EP soon. It's interesting.
And the cricket...
Just don't listen to 2 Chainz's new single.
The cricket
scene... That is my musical recommendation.
And
also, don't listen to 2 Chainz.
Something else that's interesting is technology, and for that reason, we will be back next week to talk about everything technology. Thank you for joining us today.
Oh! Sorry. I need to end my rap line, so just don't cut out at the end.
Okay, well, tell me when you're done, and I'll cut it and crop it and something.
No, finish it, and then we'll end on like that.
I love how we just don't edit this show. It just
we don't know how. That's not life. No. Anyway, so just do your ending, and then I'll do a lovely outro with my line.
So you can follow us on Twitter at Digizav, DIGIXAV. You can follow me on Twitter. I am at Zavdogs. You can't follow Chris on Twitter, but
yeah.
If you follow the trail of rap music, then you will eventually find him somewhere lurking on SoundCloud.
Not British rap, because that's not good.
Just saying.
Yeah, you can follow Henry Hunto22, I would assume.
Hunto21, but I wouldn't say follow Henry, because he's not here again. Maybe he'll be back next week. Henry. But
Don't unfollow Henry. Reduce his number of followers.
I actually accidentally blocked Henry for 4 months and didn't realise.
Really? Yeah. Did you genuinely?
Yes, because in one of the Twitter clients I use, unfollow and block were right next to each other.
You're such a prick. Oh, I love you, Zoe.
No, I think it was as a joke. I said, I'm blocking you now.
Of course.
Something he said.
You don't need to legitimise yourself, he doesn't listen.
No, and then, when... Well, I just forgot to unblock him.
Anyway, end the show. End the damn show.
You can send in all your questions, comments, feedback, and
hashtag ask Chris
to podcast@digizav.com. You can also ask questions via Twitter, hashtag ask Chris, or hashtag ask Xavier, or hashtag...
Ask me about rap. Mostef changed his name for no reason.
Ask us anything. We will answer anything. Within reason. And we will be back next week to talk about the week in consumer technology and the world in general. Which is a line I kind of stole from some other podcast, but made into my own. Because I can't remember what the last podcast was that used it. And I'm just waffling now, so thank you for joining us. Goodbye.
Well, my line is, or do your girl like this beat, straight fucking it up. By Mr. Badass.